Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's not a nightly pop. Oh! I usually avoid places that look like this.
You can wrestle me though, baby.
LeBron's at like, all. Drake, you're embarrassing.
He said, oh my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale.
I think this guy is a liar.
You know, you must really taste bad when a whale is like, no.
Get to the outside, push, get over there, get over there.
Oh my goodness. After the show, the dog looked at the guy and said, we worked on this all
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Now, Hunter, you know what always makes Monday night just a little bit better?
Huh?
Having a little Lonnie Love.
Oh, it does.
Having a little Lonnie Love.
You too.
We had a lot of Lonnie Love over the weekend. That didn't sound right.
No, we had
we
ourselves.
We sure did have some Lonnie Love this weekend.
We had dinner.
The perfect amount of Lonnie Love. Yeah, we all went out to a dinner. Nina and I got drunk together, and then we went and saw Lonnie for dinner.
He paid for dinner for Lonnie and I. He did not, though. He did not pay for valet. He didn't pay for valet, though.
I took y'all home.
Yeah.
You know what, Nina.
No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, everything you're painting seems like you spent the night. Like, this is all...
It does. Yeah, it does.
Lonnie drove us home. We were drunk at the dinner. Breakfast was delicious.
You know, you're right. Let's cut all of that.
All right. Leave it in, baby.
We got to get going. All right, let's talk about The Bachelorette. Okay, so we are only 2 episodes in. It's already a mess. So tonight, Katie made the guys mud wrestle to win some alone time with her.
Cody and I know each other from back home. I've never been a fan of him.
And he knows it.
He's not here for the right reason.
And Cody's scrappy. He's going to really go for it. But to get that one-on-one time and, you know, getting through Cody in order to make it happen, you know, easily done.
Cowboy up.
Oh, they really don't like each other. Have you guys ever done this? Have you ever mud wrestled?
No.
It's actually quite fun.
What? Okay.
You mud wrestled?
Explain it. Yeah. Explain the situation.
I did.
What happened?
You guys know I'm from Northern California, so I did a lot of rafting growing up. Like, there's a rustic side to me. Fuck out of here.
I love that. Like, she goes, as you guys know, mud wrestling is huge in Sacramento. Like, I thought you were going to say.
It's not huge in Sacramento, but there's a lot of rivers. And there's, when you're on these rivers and you're going through them, there's these little small islands that will pop up. So one of the islands is called Mud Island. And so you go up there and it's a ton of mud and you get drunk and you mud wrestle and drink and hope to not drown when you fall off. So yeah, I used to do that.
Seems like a fast way to get a UTI.
Wow.
You know?
Look at you knowing that. Yes. Never got one, but it was fun.
Okay.
And you know, you learn how to be a little flexible. It's actually pretty fun. And your skin is very smooth afterwards.
Now, I will give you that. I do step in mud for that. But for this, I don't think that shows how a man can prove his, you know, no.
Yeah.
You can wrestle me, though, baby.
Oh, okay.
That'll be the test.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about Drake, because we know he's passionate about the NBA. But did you know he was also into high school sports? Because he went to see LeBron's son, Bronny, play. And he got into a heated exchange with the ref. I mean, it's not even his child.
Somebody need to tell Uncle Drake to chill out, okay? I mean, I'm like kind of like that though too. I'm
you
like
are.
That overprotective auntie. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the game. I'm for. I don't care. It's not my child, but I'm still for it. And you know, if you notice, LeBron was just sitting there, just chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was one.
He has to, by the way. LeBron can't be super aggressive, or
they
it's gonna make every
anyway.
Headline.
They lost anyway.
Yeah, I like how Drake does not give a. Like LeBron's Drake, you're embarrassing.
But you know what? I have to be honest. I'm like this at events where I'm, like you said, where I'm supporting like family members. We'll have a talk before, like, yo, everybody come in. Don't be crazy. Be respectful. And then we get escorted out by security multiple times.
This is happening in my family. Win. That's what it is.
It was not my family growing up. My family would see me do something on the baseball field, and then they'd be like, someone else in the audience would be like, whose kid is that? My parents would be like, we have no idea, but he needs to be off the team.
We're going to give him a ride home, but he's not our kid.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God.
Okay. Not sure if you guys have been paying attention, but there's been a little backlash to Destiny Child's 2005 hit, Cater to You. Everything is kind of resurfacing these days, if you've noticed. So all hell broke loose after a tweet went viral criticizing the lyrics of the song, which are basically about pampering a man. Michelle Williams responded on Instagram.
My name is Merlene, and I just read that y'all want to cancel the song Cater to You by Destiny's Child. Oh, honey, you didn't discern who you were catering to, and you gave your little pearls to swine. Don't be mad at Destiny's Child.
There are some different lyrics. Should we read some?
I can do it.
Okay.
I'll do it just like Destiny's Child did.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what this song is. baby, I see you working hard. I want to let you know I'm proud.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say this to you, Nina.
I'm proud.
I'm proud. Let you know that
don't say it to me.
I'm going to say it to you. Let you know that I admire what you do. The more, if I need to reassure you, my life would be purposeless without you.
Hey.
Yeah, if I want it, I got it. When I ask you, you provide it.
Yes, provide it.
Well, why did we do this segment?
Let me help you take off your shoes. Untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. What you want to do? What you want to eat, boo? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water.
Oh, my God.
And then let me sip on that bath water when you're done.
Wait a minute. That is not... Okay.
That was the last line in the Destiny's Child song.
Maybe people had a point.
That's the Hunty and Liney version.
Yeah.
I see.
What do you think?
I think maybe people had a damn point.
I took it as... It's just, you know, it's a song between two people that are in love.
Yeah.
And she wants to cater to her man.
Yeah.
You don't seem sold on it, though.
Well, you read it, so I think I'm just a little... You know, I'm still processing that part.
I just love Destiny's Child. That's my
favorite. Yeah, you know, I love it. And it is a good song. You should put it on your playlist.
I'm going to put
it
on my playlist.
All right.
That and Beauty's Only Skin Deep, and then that one song, Short People, Got No Reason to Live.
Oh, my God. My dad used to sing that song around the house.
Oh, that's people so got no reason to live.
The song that they should cancel is that Christmas song that they tried to cancel called Santa Baby. Remember that? See, I feel like a historian. I'm so old.
There's people out there right now, like little Santa enthusiasts being like, turn this show off. And there's short people out there trying to jump up to the TV button. No, I don't want to hear it anymore.
For the record, we love all the Santa lovers and the short people of the world. You know, we hope you're getting catered to. All right, you guys, let's move on and talk about Rihanna, because shoppers are getting a little confused by a pair of Savage X Fenty leggings. A woman went viral on TikTok after she shared her surprise at their unique feature.
Okay, so I was on Fabletics to like see their month's outfit because I had a credit to use. Can someone at Fabletics tell me what this is? Things are getting a little bit crazy.
I can tell you what it is.
What is it?
It's a good outfit. That's what it is.
It goes down pretty far.
That's too far. Especially when you're the bigger one.
A lot of booty for that latex.
I think the more booty, the better.
And apparently these are not only sold on Fabletics, FYI. These are, you know, obviously sold on the Fenty site, but people are calling them a little too much and squat proof. So I don't think this is meant for you to work out in.
No, this is meant for you to work out with a different type.
Yes. Yes. You're going to be doing some squats, but it ain't going to be the kind you do outside in the gym.
No.
But you know somebody's going to be wearing them. So
yeah, I'm sure they would be selling them otherwise.
I think they're great.
You would wear a pair?
No, I'm not gonna wear a pair. I'll wear them backwards. Just give me a little breathing room.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we gotta take a break. But coming up, we're getting drunk with Kris Jenner. Plus, which of us would last longer if we were swallowed by a whale? That is next.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll just call out some moments and then you tell me if you want to relive it or if you regret it. It's a tipsy wine tasting.
I'll relive that any day.
I loved our wine tasting too.
Oh my gosh. Three. We should do that again.
We should, just for fun.
All right, so that is a behind-the-scenes look at the Kardashians reunion special, which airs this Thursday right here on E! And we agree, nobody goes harder at a winery than Kris Jenner. If you guys forgot, here's proof.
Where's my sunglasses? Yeah.
The drunk is coming.
Hello, mother. Hello,
mother.
Oh, where are my sunglasses?
Snapchatter. A walkie-talkie.
Oh, boy. It's not a good winery unless someone gets wasted. So that's a good winery.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
This reminds me of us trying to drunk and do a paint and sip. It got pretty bad.
We got pretty tipsy, yeah.
That's why I liked it, because you two are happy drunks.
Yes.
You're not mean.
Right.
You know, you're happy.
You actually said, she goes, Nino's like, I get nicer, to me at least, when
you're tipsy. No, I think in general. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I think when I'm not drinking, I'm like, my guard is more up. I'm more like, you know, like, it just like making sure everything is okay. And once I get drunk, I'm like, all right, whatever happens, happens. You gotta go sometime, you know. So I get way more reckless when I'm drinking. I'm just like, We also spent the weekend catching up on 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Kalani's husband planned a romantic getaway for the whole family in a cabin. And it gets, you know, a little weirder with his mother-in-law, who tagged along.
Do you have, like, special activities planned?
Yeah, that's why we take the toys, you know.
Oh, my. Don't talk about things like that in front of my mother. I don't mean activities, sexual things.
I came to babysit, not listen to all this nonsense. I need some earplugs.
And you had two cabin suites?
Yes.
Okay. Or did you want two together?
It's the different one because we come here for our romantic date. We're going to be rock and roll tonight, so.
I like him.
This couple, they to me seem, when I watch 90 Day Fiancé, I'm always like, this couple ain't gonna last. Mm-hmm. This couple, I feel like, is gonna make it through.
180 days, maybe.
Okay.
No, no, auntie. 180.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What was more uncomfortable for you guys, the mother being included in the sex talk or him including the hotel clerk in the sex talk?
I don't know. I'm him. I think it's funny.
You are him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
But he has these.
I love doing that.
I'm the opposite of you guys. You guys like being inappropriate in front of people.
Yeah.
These two are so inappropriate. And I'm always like, no. That is not what they meant.
Lonnie and I are going to be like at a hotel desk being like, no, I'm going to f*** you.
And
no,
Oh, my God. Let's move on, you guys. I'm uncomfortable now, if you can tell. This story is almost unbelievable. We got to discuss. So NBC 10 in Boston has what they said could be the story of the year. Emphasis on story. It is apparently about a man who was eaten alive by a whale. Let's just let them take it from here.
I just felt this truck hit me. And everything just went dark.
He was lobster diving off the coast of Provincetown when the world around him suddenly blacked out.
Just thought, did I just get eaten by a white shark? And then I said, no, I don't feel any teeth. And I said, oh my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale.
The humpback whale eventually spit him out after about 30 or 40 seconds.
And I just got thrown out of his mouth into the water.
You know, you must really taste bad when a whale is like, no.
And there was really nothing. I mean, he had a dislocated knee, you know, a little damage in his legs.
He had some bruises.
But he was pretty much fine. These are really, really rare. Like, apparently this really never happens. Do you guys believe his story, though?
I think this guy read his Bible and said, oh, let me come up with this, okay?
Oh, you think it was the Bible? I think it was his wife. He was gone for a few hours, Lextra, and he was like, what can I think of real quick? I was swallowed by a whale.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't answer my phone. It's dead.
Oh, this damn whale put a condom on my They call them humpbacks for a reason, huh? Good thing I wasn't captured by a sperm whale. I'd have come home covered.
Wow. You should have just stopped right there.
Yeah, now he's got crabs.
Keep going, hunty!
No, no. Lonnie, that's enough. Should we talk about your lovely dog, Lucy?
Let's talk about Lucy.
You brought her here today, right?
If HR is okay with that, I did. If not, what are you talking about?
Maybe Lucy's here, maybe she's not. But we did spend the weekend watching. Ooh, not we. You did. You spent the weekend watching.
Let it slip.
It was not we, I promise.
Listen, let's just say I was the whale this weekend. Oh,
and she didn't spit you out, did she?
You guys, stay tuned to the show tomorrow. I'll be here with Aaron Lim and James Davis. All right, we got a damn clip. Let's just watch it.
That was amazing. Get to the outside. Push, push, push. Get over there. Get over there.
Oh, my goodness.
You're fine. Just get to the backside. You're fine.
What happened?
The man.
What?
So this is the Westminster Dog Show. Apparently that dog was looking pretty good. Like it was had a good time, everything. And then the guy just ate. And after the show, the dog looked at the guy and said, "We worked on this all year."
Look at it. The dog was disappointed. The poor dog was like, "Dude, get your ass up."
The dog is like, "What the hell?"
The dog doubled back. Like, is this mother?
The dog is like, I told you, stop being cocky and running on two of your legs. All four, bitch. We have it for a reason.
The dog is like, I know a whale that'll eat your ass.
All right, we got to take a quick break. But coming up, if your man decided to check his phone during your wedding, would you toss him to the curb? Ride or Die is next.
Whoa.
Nightly Pop. So June is a popular month to get married, apparently, but these stories could make you change your mind. It is time for Bride or Die. Okay, so every bride dreams of the moment when she's walking down the aisle and her groom sees her for the first time, but that turned into a damn nightmare for this woman whose man, instead of looking at her, decided to look at his phone.
TikTok wants to know why you were checking your phone while I was walking down the aisle.
Because crypto never sleeps.
We're still married.
This seems like something Hunter would do.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
He would do it to be funny. He would think it was funny.
We don't know when he did this. This could have been when the flower girl was wasting everyone's time. It doesn't have to
be. What do you mean, wasting? Hunter! You know that's Lonnie's favorite thing.
I want to be a flower girl.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They didn't choose Lonnie, so it's a waste of everybody's
time. Right! Okay. But you shouldn't have a phone at all during that time. That time is sacred.
I agree with you. Do not have your phone on you at the wedding.
No, she knew who she was marrying.
Yeah.
And he is fine.
You know. Think he's fine?
Yeah, I do like beards, like 90% of women.
You like beards on 90% of your women? I like beards on like...
All right. This woman is looking for a hookup and she is not letting a wedding or a baby stop her. Gwen posted a Tinder profile, says that she is looking to see how much fun she can have before she gets married
and has her baby. So she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And she's about to get married.
Yeah, and she's on Tinder.
And she's looking for new
Yep.
There's a problem.
Oh, I thought you was going to say, I don't see a problem.
No, I see a definite problem.
I'll take Lonnie's response. I don't see a problem. I think, one, this is better that she does it now than when she has to deal with getting a babysitter.
If she was engaged and not pregnant, I would be for it. But because of the baby, I have a concern about the baby.
Yeah, but that's I think my the concern. Doctors have said it's fine to have sex when you're pregnant.
No,
no, it's fine if you have a small to average penis.
You read like your book of filth today, right before you came to set.
I have a book called 99 Things You Shouldn't Say on TV, and I am on number 99. Yeah.
I think you're close there. Okay. A lot of wedding vows say, till death do us part. But apparently, that could be up for interpretation because this woman and her date did not see eye to eye about his current status.
I went on a Tinder date with this guy who was a teacher. He had a son. He said that his son's mother had passed away. And so I went to stalk her on Instagram and like found obviously her whole family and whole career history on the internet. And it turns out she was not dead at all. She was very much alive. They were very much together in a relationship. I confronted him about it and told him that he lied and that she was actually alive. And I was like, what the f***, dude? And he told me that I was lying and that she was actually dead. She's alive.
That sounds like 100 defense. Not gonna lie.
Well, when someone goes, hey, your dead wife's posting new pics. What's going on? You kind of don't have a defense.
I guess the defense is you're lying.
That actually could work.
But this is what happens when you really are desperate for new women. I mean, you will do anything to
but get... killing her in a fake story?
Yes, they will do that.
That seems extra.
Do you know how expensive divorce is? You know how expensive a shovel is?
You know, you got a lot of dirt piles in your yard, and now I'm starting to wonder if there's really construction going on.
There isn't. Also, that's joke number 100 in the book. Turns out I was missing one.
That's so funny.
Lonnie, he just talked about burying bodies. You can't clap for that.
He's not gonna kill anybody.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Can you imagine Hunty in jail? He wouldn't last 2 days.
I can't imagine.
You see me in jail, I'm gonna be holding someone's pocket day one. I'm getting connected, you know? Ain't no, I'll get f***ed, but it's gonna be by one guy, you know?
I love the commitment.
Oh gosh, we are out of time. You guys, set your DVRs. I think we might be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Check the schedule just to be sure. Alder 90 Pop, maybe. Until then, we'll see you. Bye. Yeah.